U.S. President Donald Trump, hospitalized with the coronavirus, has taken a surprise motorcade ride near Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. That's what he called a little surprise for his well-wishers. He conducted who were conducting an impromptu vigil outside the hospital. Video of the event recorded at least one person screaming, "We love you," at the president, who waved from the passenger window of a black SUV while wearing a mask. Meanwhile, the campaign of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says he has once again tested negative for coronavirus after participating unmasked with the president in a televised debate last Tuesday. Several of the people attending the debate in support of President Trump have now tested positive for the coronavirus. President Trump, who entered the hospital on Friday, tweeted Sunday evening that he's getting great reports from his doctors. First Lady Melania Trump, who also has COVID-19, is recovering at the White House. Sunday marked 30 days before the November 3rd presidential election. Trump's opponent, Biden, said Friday he was sending prayers for the health and safety of the First Lady and the President of the United States. Biden added that the president's positive test is a, quote, bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously. Speaking Friday in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Biden, wearing a surgical mask, called again for a national mask mandate. He asserted it could save 100,000 lives in 100 days. The coronavirus has killed nearly 210,000 people in the United States and infected about 7.4 million across the country. That's according to the Johns Hopkins University coronavirus data. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.